Good morning and welcome to another episode of Brussels on Tap 120 Seconds, reporting today from Brussels for the week of February 13th. We thought it a good idea again to take you outside with us for a wider Brussels view. And today we're in front of the European Parliament. Last week, President Zelensky of Ukraine visited Brussels for the special European Council meeting, and the European Parliament, together with Parliament President Roberto Metsola. Crowds of people gathered inside the building to celebrate and pay homage to the Ukrainian president. This week, the European Parliament is meeting in Strasbourg for its plenary, so it should be relatively empty in the building behind me. Tourists, though, very often flock to see the element of this decision-making powerhouse. Regarding the agenda in Strasbourg, members of the European Parliament will vote on dossiers such as the EU-Guyana Voluntary Partnership Agreement, specifically forest law enforcement, government and trade in timber projects to the EU. Also, EU-North Macedonia agreements on operational activities carried out by the European Border and Coast Guard Agency in the Republic of North Macedonia will be voted on. Moving to the European Commission tomorrow, Tuesday, the Directorate General for Internal Market, Industry, Entrepreneurship and SMEs is organizing a stakeholder event to support the co-implementation of the transition pathway for tourism. In February 2022, the European Commission launched a call for commitments after publishing the Transition Pathway for Tourism report. Stakeholders were invited to share the concrete actions and targets that contribute to the green and digital transition and increase the tourism ecosystem's resilience. This hybrid event aims to share the recent developments on the key dimensions of the transition pathway for tourism, showcase good examples of stakeholder pledges, and facilitate exchanges and engagement of the stakeholder community. The European Commission is also organizing the conference on results from road transport research and will take place from the 14th to the 16th of February 2023 in Brussels. The RTR conference is also co-organized with Inter Alia, the 2.0 co-program partnership, and will discuss the Horizon 2020 project's results and expected impacts and what the next research steps are in essential areas for road transport, including green vehicles, urban mobility, logistics and intelligent transport systems. Horizon 2020 was the previous EU fund stretching from 2014 to 2020, focused on innovation and research. That's it for today. We look forward to welcome you to our next episode of 120 Seconds, and in the meantime, stay tuned and stay informed.